Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10, where we take the admonishment of our teacher who said, come ye apart a while and commune with the Father in secret. And the Father who sees and hears in secret will reward you openly. So if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes, to bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation. And always at this time I remind you the words of Job, who said, it is the Spirit of God that has made us. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives us life. So truly, as you inhale this life-giving, energizing breath, allow the lungs to expand, the diaphragm to lower, and take in this life-giving breath. And as you exhale, contract and draw that stomach in and express that last drop of air. Inhale again. Taking in as much as you can, this wonderful, energizing breath of life. Expanding the lungs, the rib cage, dropping the diaphragm. And as you slowly release the air, contracting in and breathing every last drop out. And as we take our final deep breath in, set the intention to be present for these next 9 or so minutes. To be consciously connected to the one that can only be known in the moment. Everything else that is vital for your attention, simply acknowledge that you will retrieve it when you are done. See, when the teacher said to come apart for a while, he was giving us the lessons of how to truly renew and replenish from the source within. Recognizing that there are lots of distractions out there. There are many things that we think may feed our soul, from all of these wonderful things that are grabbing our attention. But he was bringing us to this truth, to deepen, to replenish, to be renewed, to be refreshed. We had to take our attention away from the world of appearances, the world of distraction, and bring it inwardly. And from this inward connection, we are fed and nourished and nurtured. We are energized and healed. We are having our every need supplied. He further says that whatever you're doing in this secret chamber, whatever you are having this connection and communion with the divine within, the divine will bless you openly. So these few minutes that we're spending this morning being conscious of our connection to the one that is within, to the source of our being, to the spirit that gives life, that is life, that animates, permeates, and invigorates. We are taking time to be conscious of this wonderful life-giving presence that is spirit, that is God, that is the divine beloved, that is right where we are. And the more we can stay conscious of his presence, her presence, its presence throughout the day, the more centered, the more grounded, the more available we'll be to life. I want to share with you this morning a reading from 365 Signs of Mind. those of you that know me well enough to know I'm a great admirer of Ernest Holmes. Truly was an incredible mystic. This is entitled, I Surrender All Fear and Doubt. The first quote comes from Luke 12:32, which says, Fear not, little flock, for it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Ernest writes, We should always keep in mind that we are beneficiaries of life. We do not put the chicken in the egg, nor the oak tree in the acorn. Rather, we take them out. We did not create the divine presence, nor the law of good. We commune with this presence and use this law. Therefore, Jesus said that it was the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. It is our business to receive it. And in doing this, we follow the same method that any scientist would. For the scientist knows that he did not create the laws that he uses or the principles that he employs. So now quietly affirm to yourself these following words that he has written. It's my Father's good pleasure to give me the kingdom. Today, I accept this kingdom, and I accept it in its fullness. Because of it, the day contains joy and happiness, and is filled with peace. Running through it all is a silent power of spiritual wisdom and love, harmoniously and happily governing my thoughts, decisions, and acceptances, so that everything I do is done with ease. I lay all weariness aside and accept the life-giving, invigorating, dynamic activity of the Spirit, knowing that it vitalizes every organ of my body. It flows with power and strength and purpose through everything I do, as it leads me gently down the pathway of life. Today is a day that God has made, and I am glad in it. And when evening comes, the cool shadows of peace will fall across my pathway, and the quiet night will enter into my soul, while the beatitude of the Spirit flows through me as the river of life. O Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, as we allow your Spirit to flow through and in and as us, quickening, healing, renewing, restoring, replenishing all that is, we are so grateful for this time as we consciously stay in your presence, as we consciously stay connected to the realization that we can only know you in each present moment, for you are the I Am that I Am, the God of the now, not of the past, not of the future, but of this moment. Divine Beloved, we are so grateful for this day that you have made. We are truly glad, happy, and our peace in it. As we allow these thoughts of peace and joy and happiness to circulate our entire being, we're holding this too for all people, not just our friends, not just our family, not just those that we know in our neighborhood, but for all people. We're knowing this truth. We know that this is true For truly your Spirit made each and every one of us, irregardless of our culture, our creed, our color, our race. We are all one in you. We are all one in Spirit. We are all one in love. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, for all your infinite blessings, for your endless mercies, your unlimited grace, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. Amen. I invite you to take a deep breath as we do our prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds me.
Light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
Love of God,
enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The power of God protects me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
So it is. My beloveds, I look forward to joining you on Sunday for our Sunday Soul Connection. Until then, be blessed.
Thank you.